What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about computers. More specifically, we're talking about this huge volume of data that is being lost and stolen. Your data, your information on these computers. And it is epidemic. We are hearing that 10.4 million records are exposed or swiped every single day. There were 918 reported data breaches worldwide in the first half of 2017, and we know a lot of companies won't report these breaches. Equifax didn't report the breach they had last March because they're trying to protect their public image. And the security company, Gemalto, has discovered that less than 1% of all this stolen data had been encrypted. In other words, these companies are so unconcerned about your privacy and safety and security, they're not even bothering to encrypt the data they have on you. I mean, it's just extreme recklessness. I mean, encryption isn't that difficult. If you want a free encryption tool, go to my Rivero Challenges the NSA page. Take the 10,000 Monkeys code and modify it. That's a very powerful code, very difficult to break. Now, the other day we talked about a hack in which a recent update of CCleaner, which stands for Crap Cleaner, was compromised at the distribution server level. And by the way, the current version of CCleaner is okay to use. They got the compromised versions off the distribution server, so you can go back to using it. It's a very, very good tool. And apparently, the malware that was in the compromised CCleaner was targeting top tech companies in an attempt to lift their IPs and map out their internal networks. And apparently, this was targeting Cisco, Microsoft, Sony, Intel, VMware, Samsung, D-Link, Epson, MSI, Linksys, Singtel, and the DVR DNS org domain. So this is all very sophisticated. This isn't some kitty in his parents' basement with a script generator. These are sophisticated, organized crime operations, or it could even be the government itself. According to Kaspersky, the Equation Group hackers are actually NSA. So there's a real vulnerability in the hackers being able to get into the servers used to download software and replace it with a compromised version. And apparently the FinFisher government spy tool has been found hiding in commonly used applications like WhatsApp and Skype and was inserted the same way. The distribution servers for WhatsApp and Skype were gotten into and FinFisher was added to the download package. And this is an advanced form of surveillance software. It's used by police departments. It's sold to global governments and intelligence agencies, and it can be used to snoop on webcam feeds, keystrokes, microphones, and web browsing. So they're out there looking at all of these tools, and apparently companies being hit include WhatsApp, Skype, Avast, VLC Player, and WinRAR. And they're saying basically because they're going after the installers, it doesn't really matter what code is inside the installer. They can compromise anything that is coming off with the FinFisher tool. Now, apparently, a security researcher working for California-based cyber resiliency firm UpGuard has discovered a wide-open public-facing, misconfigured Amazon Web Server S3 cloud storage bucket, and it contained roughly a gigabyte's worth of credentials and configuration files for the back end of dozens of Viacom properties. Viacom left sensitive data and secret access key on this unsecured Amazon server. And these exposed credentials discovered by UpGuard would have been enough for hackers to take down Viacom's internal IT infrastructure and internet presence, allowing them to access cloud servers belonging to MTV, Paramount Pictures, and Nickelodeon. And among the data exposed in the leak was Viacom's master key to its Amazon Web Services account and the credentials required to build and maintain Viacom servers across its many subsidiaries and dozens of brands. They left it on a publicly available server. And here we have another one. They're calling this one the biggest computer leak in history. It's over at Brass Check. And it's saying political data gathered on more than 198 million U.S. citizens was exposed this month after a marketing firm contracted by the Republican National Committee stored internal documents on a publicly accessible Amazon server. And the data leak contained a wealth of personal information on roughly 61% of the U.S. population, home addresses, birth dates, phone numbers. Advanced sentiment analysis used by political groups to predict where you're going to vote on certain issues like gun ownership, abortion, and so forth, religious affiliation, ethnicity. And it was just wide open there. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about computers and security, and we're seeing this pattern that along with more aggressive cyber criminals, we're seeing a continuing pattern of carelessness and disregard on the part of the owners of these servers. They're not encrypting the data. They're not patching their systems as they should be. And we're supposed to entrust them with all of this very personal private information. Well, Claire and I finally got a notice from our bank saying that our information may have been compromised in the Equifax leak. They didn't know it for sure, but we needed to take steps. So we gritted our teeth, and we signed up for LifeLock. And it has already paid for itself because it came on back, and it found all kinds of information about us on the dark web, mostly passwords, which we've now all changed. But so far, it looks like a really good deal. We got the plan that goes for $30 a month, and frankly, I'm very angry that we have to spend our money and our time guarding our data that's collected by these companies without our permission. And it should be the other way. If these companies are going to be engaged in collecting information on us, there ought to be some mandate that they exercise reasonable care over it. And first and foremost, encrypt it all. It isn't that hard to encrypt data. They're just being lazy. They don't want to hire somebody to manage the encryption for them. And no, the encryption, unless you're using the 10,000 monkeys code, the encryption is wide open to government agencies. But at least let's block the cyber criminals. They don't even seem to care anymore. The whole system is set up to allow this sort of stuff to go on. And apparently, Apple has now confirmed that in iOS 11, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi are not fully disabled when toggled off in the control center. Even when you toggle Wi-Fi and Bluetooth off in your device that is running iOS 11, it's still available for AirDrop, AirPlay, Apple Pencil, Apple Watch, location services, and continuity features like handoff and instant hotspot. And obviously, it's still available for the cyber criminals who are walking through the shopping mall with a backpack with a Wi-Fi hotspot and a laptop programmed to steal your credentials. And by the way, several Christmases ago, we had one of those radio-enabled credit cards. And Claire got burned by somebody at our local shopping mall. And we don't want these radio-enabled credit cards. And now most of our credit card companies are saying, you have to have them. You have to have them. Or the Edge Connector. The Edge Connectors are safer. So one of our listeners sent in a radio-opaque wallet to keep the credit cards in. But again, they're putting the burden of our security on us. We're spending our money, our time, to protect the data they've taken from us in the first place. And I didn't want them to have it. Now, apparently on iOS 11, you can still go into the settings application and totally disable Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. But most people are going to think, well, if it's off in the control panel, that's it. I don't need to worry. Yes, you do. Now, Apple is conceding that their new latest iWatch has some problems with its most important feature, which is the ability to make phone calls and access data without an iPhone nearby. Up until recently, if you had an iPhone, it had to be paired, an iWatch, it had to be paired with your iPhone. And everything it did through the iPhone. They wanted the new iWatch to be a standalone device. And apparently, it's got serious problems. And several prominent reviewers have said they can't recommend a device because of this Wi-Fi glitch that causes cellular connectivity problems. Now, obviously, along with Wi-Fi, there has to be a cellular system in there. And again, I think it's a little too much. I mean, we've got the iPhone. Why do I need an iWatch? And believe it or not, Apple is actually looking at an iRing, just getting it down smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, Slack has had several fingers wagged at it because it's distributing open Linux-based versions of its technology that are not digitally signed, which is contrary to the industry best practice. Now, the absence of a digital signature creates a means for cyber criminals to sling around doctored versions of the software that users won't be able to distinguish from the real thing. The whole point of a digital signature, it's a checksum that is generated from the entire binary. And if you change the binary, then the checksum is not going to work. And apparently Slack was notified of this back in August and still haven't fixed it. It's just ridiculous out there. Okay, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. They have winter weather in Idaho's mountains on the final day of summer. Today's the final full day of the summer season. And apparently Bogus Basin picked up an inch of snow overnight. There are winter weather advisories in place for Idaho's east central mountains. Elevations about 8,000 could pick up a foot of snow through tomorrow. My goodness, remember back in March 20th, 2000, when the headline said, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And snow is already building up in the mountains. Most ski resorts don't open until after Thanksgiving, but the extreme skiers are already out there taking advantage of the slopes, and they're out there having fun. It's winter. On the calendar, tomorrow's the first day of autumn. It's winter. Over in Jasper Ski Area, they're seeing unprecedented early season snowfall. They're saying it's coming down in bucketfuls. Marmot Basin spokesperson said, I've never seen this kind of snow at the end of September. Meanwhile, over in Snoqualmie, Washington, where Claire and I used to hang out, they have snow there. And apparently 5 inches of snow fell the night before at Paradise over on Mount Rainier. And this is the most snow that has fallen there this early in the year since 1978. It's going to be another really hard winter. And the old original Farmer's Almanac is saying exactly the same thing. Now, there's an article out here over at Natural News. As you know, one of the big selling points of human-caused global warming was how there was a consensus of 98% of the world's climate scientists all agreed the world was warming and humans were to blame. And eventually that all fell apart because it turned out that many of the names on the list didn't agree to have their names on the list. Some of them even sued to have their names taken off the list. A lot of the names on the list weren't even climate scientists. They were just grabbing names to pad it on out. But apparently 31,000 scientists, real scientists, have united against the political agenda of global warming, and they have put together this petition, which includes peer-reviewed research. It's backed by various scientists with a wide spectrum of expertise, saying global warming is a total hoax. It's a political agenda. And basically it's saying it warns the United States about signing international treaties that only put a financial burden on the citizens of our country, steal more of our national sovereignty, and restrict its energy production. And yeah, that was a big part of what the global warming hoax was about. It's one of the founding pillars of the New World Order. A climate catastrophe, we must surrender our sovereignty to a global climate authority, along with a global pandemic, which they tried and fizzled back in 2009, requiring we surrender our sovereignty to a global health authority. And the last one, and this one appears to still be on track, a global economic crash, requiring we surrender our sovereignty to a global financial authority and a new global private central bank. It will be a cold day in the dark regions before I go along with that idea. We're going to take a phone call here now. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got a question. Hey, did you ever see that movie back, I think it was in like the mid-80s, it was called Maximum Overdrive, I think based on a Stephen King short story or something, but I remember the soundtrack was AC/DC, Who Made Who, and it was where all the electronics, you know, your blender starts, your toaster oven starts attacking and everything. You know, I noticed, I'm starting to notice these commercials. They're marketing these newly built, newly manufactured homes now. They're like luxury homes, and they're smart homes. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is wired. But I was wondering if you could tell me, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to know, because I'm not a techno person. I avoid it like the plague. I'm always the last person on the block to get anything. But could you tell us in layman's terms, what does the smartphone, smart TV, and all that, what does smart mean?
Well, smart is basically a generic term meaning that all of the internet-capable devices in your house communicate with each other, so that you can have applications on your desktop computer that are managing your oven, your refrigerator, your water heater, your air conditioner, that they're sending information back and forth to each other. In theory, it sounds really good, but if you realize it's going to result in a lot of work by the homeowner to get all this stuff working correctly. And the idea of having a smart thermostat is if the computer realizes nobody's in the house, it turns off the heat or the air conditioning. You may save a little bit of money that way, but it's offset by the cost of buying and then maintaining these smart-enabled devices, as well of the immense amount of time that you are spending keeping it all correctly working and programmed. And we're already discovering that these Internet of Things smart-enabled devices, there's no security on them. They are wide open to being compromised. And we're seeing hacker botnets being built out of these devices being used to attack servers. They no longer need to compromise real computers. They can go on out and get coffee pots and washing machines and refrigerators to be part of these nets.
So specifically with, say, a smart TV, what is different about a smart TV from, say, you know, the TVs that were saw a couple years ago, like a regular LED flat screen TV? Is it just when it comes to you, when you get it taken out of the box, it's already just ready to connect to the internet through Wi-Fi and everything?
Yeah, basically that's it, and it comes with a lot of internal software that has menus to go to things like Hulu and Netflix. It's another portal for content delivery for a small fee. And we have a smart TV because there really wasn't an option for anything else when we exercised our warranty on the last unit. We never use it. We've got it all hooked up. We never really use it. We just pick a channel and we watch what we want to watch. And I think probably we're going to discover that a lot of this smart technology is going to wind up being unused. It's like people who get a smartphone and they'll load it up with apps, and then 4 months down the road, all they're doing is reading email, browsing the web, and making phone calls, and the rest of the apps are sitting there unused.
Okay, one last thing. Is the smart TV listening to you?
There are allegations that the smart TVs are not only able to listen to you, but to even watch you and send the information back to collect information on you for the benefit of advertisers is the benign explanation, but obviously somebody else could tap on in there and watch what you're doing while you're watching a porn movie or something like that.
1984. So make sure when you walk by your flat screen smart TV, make sure that you're smiling, make sure that you look happy.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. It's just like the view screen from 1984. It is a little scary, I want to watch the TV. I don't want the TV watching me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I think the technology has become decadent. It's in places we really don't need it. And again, the example I used to use is I used to have one of these computerized, automated, make your coffee in the morning when you get up coffee makers. And I got sick of always having to buy a new one because that little basket would wear out and you couldn't get a replacement. So now I just have a French coffee press, much less expensive, had lasted much longer. I don't need a computer to make my coffee. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be back after these few words.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently there's yet another scam going on down in the hurricane areas along Texas, where some unscrupulous operators are salvaging the flooded cars, and they're refurbishing them and then apparently trying to sell them as a used car without acknowledging the fact that they've had serious, serious water damage. And they're selling them for far more than they're actually worth. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. W in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to mention there was an article about the Drudge Report, I guess, yesterday. And they were saying they were getting propaganda or whatnot from, I guess, Moscow or what have you. But the funny thing is that if you actually look at Drudge Report, it has multiple, like 50 different websites from the New York Times to the Huffington Post to, you know, just some of everything up there. And, you know, they have multiple stories from different, from those various websites. So if I didn't know any better, you know, and I'm hearing this, you know, I would think, wow, you know, they are, you know, messing with our politics and everything because they linked to it in the 2016 election. But if you just look at the website, you can see they have like dozens of websites that they link to every single day. So it's just mind numbing just to see the how they're really treating the public like idiots, and it's just really it's sad and it's crazy.
Basically, we're seeing a repeat of McCarthyism, where merely linking to Russia Today or Sputnik News is going to be seen as evidence that you are colluding with Russia, that you're an arm of Russian propaganda, and they're going to start screaming Russian at everybody that refuses to go along with the war agenda. And it could get really, really ugly, just as it did back during the time of Joseph McCarthy. And it is very alarming to see. I mean, whatreallyhappened.com, we link to a wide variety of sources. We link to Russia Today. We link to Sputnik. We also link to BBC. But again, if you're linking to Russia Today, you must be an arm of Russian propaganda. Well, does linking to BBC make me an arm of British propaganda? Does linking to the New York Times make me an arm of American propaganda? And so forth and so on. Again, it's like Red Scare tactics right out of the 1950s.
Exactly. That was it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch to Dan in Oklahoma City. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. One of the things I want to talk about is two things. You know, how language changes over the years. When I was in school, I know that racism was called prejudice. And it's funny how over the years, they create the language, and I would think that racism is more like anti-humanism, and prejudice is really the proper nomenclature. And also, I really do appreciate it when you report on the war crimes going on in Syria and by the U.S. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy times we're living in, man.
Hell yes.
You know, I just and the taxpayer is ultimately responsible, without them knowing, of course, because they don't report on it.
Well, in theory, morally, we bear the responsibility for the actions of our government. That's
right.
Mitigated somewhat by the fact that we've lost control of that government. And I think it's incumbent upon all Americans right now to just make a big stink about that, between the massive election fraud and the fact that the government isn't listening to us. We need to shout to the world, we do not support this war agenda. Otherwise, we're going to wind up like the current citizens of Germany, who, even though they were not even alive during World War II, they are still bearing the burden of guilt for what the Nazis did. And I don't want our grandchildren to have to go through that same experience here in the United States.
Yeah, it seems, and it's funny when you talk to a lot of people about this, they say, "Well, that's collateral damage. That's all, you know, that's all part of it." Well, you know, we've had precision guided weapons for years. I mean, to eliminate that, I thought that was the point of precision guided weapons, and come to find out, that's all we're racking up is civilian casualties. And it's, I mean, come on, you can't, how long can you really, shout, "Oh, it was my bad," you know?
Well, you know, you can have a precision guided munition, but if you're not very careful where you're aiming it at, you can very precisely kill the wrong target. Anyway, Dan, we're going to let you go here and take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to climate gate and global warming, it's very obvious that as our society becomes more and more corrupt, science itself is for sale. And David Lewis of the Focus for Health Foundation recently published an article in the Daily Caller in which he tried to shed some light on how liberals use lies and fabrication to sell their radical climate agenda. And the public is largely unaware that federal agencies often engage in fabricating scientific data to support the policies. And then, of course, cover up any evidence whenever they mess up. And so we had all these whistleblowers coming on out saying that government agencies are fabricating science data all the time. Now, we know that NASA and NOAA have been caught red-handed tampering with the temperature data. They'll come out with these charts saying, see, there's warming, there's warming, there's warming. Then you go back to the raw data, and there's no warming. And you say, what's going on? Well, we had to do a statistical correction. We had to, you know, adjust for blah, blah, blah. And they give you a lot of scientific-sounding bovine excrement But the reality is that the charts they're putting out don't correspond to the raw data, hardly any at all. Remember when there was that leak of emails and computer code from the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia? You could see in the source code where they literally had rigged the code to add numbers to the temperature data after a certain year. And as time went on, the amount being added increased to create that little hockey stick. But it never existed in the real data. And they were using it to push this idea that the world was warming, it was a crisis, government was going to offer to sell us a solution, but only if we would buy and sell carbon credits and pay carbon taxes and surrender more control over our lives. And again, just a few days ago, we reported where even some of the hardcore global warming people have been forced to admit their climate models were wrong because they were biased toward a worst case, most warming outcome, which hasn't happened. When you're doing any kind of a prognostication, whether it's climate or politics or war, you basically go with the middle case of what's likely to happen, the middle of that statistical distribution curve, and you can annotate with best case and worst case, but you go with that middle because that's more than likely where things are going to be going on. In this case, the climate scientists were always biasing their models toward more warming, just like the Hadley CRU was rigging their computer code to make it look like there was more warming than there really was. Then they went and did a bunch of other things. They started shutting down temperature monitoring stations in the cooler rural areas, and relying on temperature monitors in cities, the urban heat island effect. And we have photos of some of these temperature monitoring sessions, stations in the outflow of building air conditioners, which are it's warm air. We have one photo of one of these monitoring stations sitting right next to a trash incinerator. Gee, I wonder if they're getting warm numbers from that. And I love the way every once in a while they'll come out and they say there was a record high temperature and thus weather station. And then you go and check and you find out the weather station they're quoting from is in the middle of an airport. Now, it's important to have a weather station in the middle of the airport because you need to get that information to the pilots to determine, you know, where the VR speeds and flap settings for landings and everything. But at the same time, you need to realize those weather stations are sitting in the middle of an airport surrounded by jets belching out tons and tons of burning kerosene. And so it's going to be a lot hotter at those situations than the rest. But they're selectively picking the data to try and sell the political agenda that the Earth is warming and that you humans are to blame. And it's another scam. It's another government scam to trick you out of your money, out of your obedience, to make you feel guilty because the world is suffering and dying at your hands. And apparently, Deputy Inspector General Mary Elkenda last year reported on widespread scientific misconduct within the U.S. Geological Survey lab located in Lakewood, Colorado. And at the time, Kenda said the data manipulation that went on was so bad it had serious and far-ranging impacts on the credibility of the agency. Now, do you remember there was this French study on glyphosate and Roundup Ready corn? And unlike the Monsanto test that was done where Monsanto said this stuff is perfectly safe, they kept the rats alive for 3 months, said no ill effects, it's okay to use. Well, this French study kept the rats alive for their entire lifespan. And what they found was that starting in month number 4, the month after Monsanto ended their tests, the rats started developing massive tumors and all kinds of other health problems. And they published this article, and then all of a sudden, there was new management. This was over at the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology that ultimately retracted that study. And it turns out the editor-in-chief who oversaw the retraction was on Monsanto's payroll to the tune of $400 per hour. Now, one of the reasons that science has evolved the scientific method, and especially that principle of reproducibility, is science understands that individual scientists are no more free from corrupting influences than individual politicians or individual clergy. They can let ambition get the better of their judgment. They can let desire for publication, desire for funding, lead them to make some pretty extreme statements. I mean, it's a truism among science that if you come on out and you say, I've discovered this interesting phenomenon and it probably doesn't mean much, you're not going to get media attention. You will not get more funding for your work. But if you come on out and you say, I've discovered this interesting phenomenon and it's potentially the end of the world, the media will be pounding on your door and there'll be all kinds of money coming on in. And so science is skewed by these individual scientists' desire for publicity and money and fame. And that is just, unfortunately, reality. And that's why we have scientific method. It would be nice if we had similar systems set up in politics and other areas of human endeavor. But the whole idea of scientific method is to have a system of presenting scientific information and validating it outside of human agency. And any time you have somebody in a white laboratory coat with a clipboard saying, just take my word for it, I'm a scientist, they're not being scientific. And I'll give you a good example. Again, going back to the Hadley Climate Research Unit, when they came out with their conclusion that there was this hockey stick of temperature warming, and other climate scientists said, we would like to reproduce your work, we would like to have a copy of the raw data and the methodology that you used. And Hadley Climate Research Unit said, well, we just threw out the raw data, and our methodology is proprietary. You're just going to have to take our word for it. And that should have been the red warning flag for everybody, and it certainly was for those of us who are paying attention. Because anybody who's doing scientific research, if they're afraid of having somebody look over their shoulder, they've got something to hide. And that's been the case all along with human-caused global warming. Even in his first mockumentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore was showing the correlation between CO2 and warming. And he was saying, see, it proves as CO2 goes up, warming goes up. Well, he was being a little dishonest, because if you zoomed in on that chart, you would discover that the warming began first, and then the carbon dioxide started to increase, which makes a lot of sense. If the world is warming, life is spreading, more respiration, more metabolism, more CO2. But Al Gore reversed it, and he showed the chart at a scale where it looked like the lines were perfectly on top of each other, and they really weren't. We're going to take a phone call here now. Tom in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm glad to find out global warming is a fact, so I don't have to maintain my website anymore. That gassy American, you know, where I worry about people being asphyxiated in the cold weather in the manufactured homes, I can drop that. It'll save me a couple hundred dollars a month.
All right, yes, I remember who you are now. We know that American manufacturers are very reckless. Remember those FEMA trailers that they used down following Hurricane Katrina?
I was the one brought down and identified that.
And they were loaded with formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is a carcinogen. My wife is very, very sensitive to it. We have to be very careful about the products we bring into our house here. But again, manufacturers will use this stuff, and as long as the government is willing to do a nod and a wink and say, yeah, it's okay, they're going to go on doing it. Now, fortunately, the U.S. government finally did pass a ban on formaldehyde-based glues in children's shoes. Adult shoes, you're still on your own. But formaldehyde is a toxic chemical. It is a carcinogen, and yet it is all over the place, and you will find it in low-end cosmetics and house cleaning products in the form of what are called formaldehyde precursors. These are chemicals that over time decompose into formaldehyde as a preservative to maintain the shelf life of the product. So they're not having it go bad on the store shelves. It's all about maximizing profits and minimizing loss. But they're doing so at the expense of the general health of the population. And again, that works in just fine for the medical industrial complex, because as long as you're chronically sick with something, they're going to make money. And I remember when we were dealing with Claire's formaldehyde sensitivity, it was really very horrible, because all of a sudden she starts getting this serious joint pain. And she's a musician. And all of a sudden she can't play the piano anymore, can't play the harp anymore. And it's like watching somebody partly die. And we went to the doctors, and she had the medication and the creams and the special shoes and everything. Nothing worked. And finally, we figured it out for ourselves what was going on. And I remember going into Claire and saying, I've got this idea. I just want to throw some of our products out. Give me a week, okay, and we'll see what happens. And it was like 24 hours later, the pain was gone. And we had to solve it ourselves. Because the medical industrial complex is all about selling you a new pill, a new cream, a new ointment, a new special shoe. They never really think about maybe there's something we need to take out of your life that is going to make you feel better.
See, that was the issue that brought me down there. Jesse Finneran, who is a sheriff's deputy, he was asked to become a FEMA agent for placing the families in those FEMA trailers. When his wife went into seizures, he started looking for an answer. He saw my work on the manufactured housing industry and, you know, in HUD hell, if you want to call it that, you know, an easy website to remember. Anyway, he saw my work and he said, Dr. Rogers, would you mind coming down to New Orleans and help us with this FEMA trailer problem? He says, my wife has been in the seizures. I've had babies die, elderly die in these units. So I went down there and I actually explain to them why not just the FEMA, just not the flora, or the, I'm sorry, the formaldehyde in the construction materials, but literally when you're burning a gas-fired stove or furnace, you're creating number one, carbon monoxide, and number two, formaldehyde. That's a secondary combustion gas, and when they found that out, they realized why those units were still injuring people 3 years after the fact. So people
yes.
have to understand formaldehyde is a combustion gas as a consequence of burning any carbon-based fuel. And when you know that, then you can take steps to keep from being injured. If you're using a cook stove in a closed space, that will injure you, or especially a fetus. By the way,
yes.
I hope you've had a chance to look at that information, Mike. I know at
I
first
did.
You were a little skeptical. But
well,
the fact is, right now, with the cold weather coming, we're beginning the process of injuring toddlers and elderly, and that really disturbs me.
Well, ultimately, the ideal solution is, and yes, if you're burning an enclosed space and you're not properly ventilated, that's a problem there. But ultimately, all these formaldehyde compounds need to be banned entirely. And if they see the reason to ban formaldehyde in children's shoes, they obviously understand there's a reason to ban it everywhere. But formaldehyde is a very popular chemical with manufacturers. It's self-polymerizing, and it's very useful for things like glues and artificial varnishes and things like that. And the manufacturers want to use it because it's less expensive than alternative forms that may be healthier for the end customer. But again, our nation has become so obsessed with profit that other considerations like the health of your customers, really are discarded, and we need to restore a balance. Now, again, I have nothing against making money. I'd like to make some money myself, but there has to be a balance in society between making money, doing a quality product, taking care of your community, making sure that your customers are not harmed by the product or service that you are selling, and just doing a good job for the sake of a sense of pride in doing a good job. Rather than this AFAB mentality, which stands for anything for a buck.
By the way, those victims, those patients that died in that rest home in Florida, they did not die of heat exhaustion. They died of carbon monoxide poisoning because somebody brought several gas-fired generators into that facility. So anytime you have a combustion engine or a stove or an oven in a closed space, you need to be aware you're producing number one, carbon monoxide, number two, formaldehyde. In fact,
they were running the generators inside?
Yes.
That's
in
insane.
In fact, Senator Bill Nelson gave me a call. He knew I'd been involved with Katrina, knew I'd had to write an advisory for Hurricane Sandy. I'd already been talking through Ron Paul's friends to the people in Texas. Bill Nelson and I sat together in Washington in 2011 and 10 or 10 and 11. So he was familiar with my efforts in Katrina and identifying the cause of death, even the latent death in those FEMA trailers. So I was really honored, or how do you say, respected, when he had his staff give me a call and ask for advice for the Florida problem. And it was really a mind-bender when I found out that, contrary to the common news, it said that these people in that rest home in Hollywood, Florida, had died because of heat. I'm looking for the right word.
Heat exhaustion?
Heat exhaustion, but in fact, when I found out they'd been operating a generator, you know, they were trying to operate CPAP machines and different equipment in there for those elderly.
Yeah, I understand that, but if they had the generator inside the rooms with those people, I mean, this is what you get from the dumbing down of America. We have adults going around right now who have never been taught that you don't run an internal combustion engine in an enclosed space. I'm absolutely shocked to find that even happened.
The other factor is they put their trust in the carbon monoxide alarms. Did you know that a carbon monoxide alarm, the commercial alarms, do not sound until you exceed four times the OSHA limit?
I know. They're not very good. Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And in another example of products being sold without a real thorough understanding of the potential harm they can do to people, it turns out that triclocarbon, which is the most common antibacterial chemical compound found in various personal care products, soaps, and lotions, can inadvertently be transferred from mother to unborn child. Apparently, it passes right through the placental barrier, and it can cause irreversible damage to the developing fetus. TCC is also noted to interfere with the lipid metabolism in the baby, which could lead to growth abnormalities. Now, TCC was officially banned by the FDA last year due to a lack of evidence that it demonstrates that it's safe in the long-term daily use, but many personal care manufacturers are still using that ingredient. It's like a couple of years ago when they promised they were going to end thimerosal in vaccines. It's still there. Because it makes money. And if it makes money, it's good. And if it doesn't make money, it's bad. So some people are dying. You're being so petty and picky here. I have to tell you, I look at Paul Allen, Microsoft co-founder, and I do have to say, I like what he's doing with his money a lot more than what Bill Gates does with his. And one of the things that he has funded is the world's largest airplane. It's got a wingspan longer than a football field. It's getting ready for a test flight a little over a year now, but it's been put together 6 jet engines. It's called the Strato Launch. It's another Burt Rutan design. And it is this gigantic wing, 6 engines on the outside, 2 fuselages. Should recognize that design from the drop ship for Space One. And this is a heavy carrying platform. And the idea is they're going to use this airplane to carry space launch vehicles up to the top of the atmosphere and launch from there, saying that this will allow payloads to reach orbit faster and at a lower cost than existing technologies. And yes, I don't see anything wrong with that idea at all. And that is a very, very exciting thing to see happen. I love this idea of the privatization of space. Now, believe it or not, somebody actually apparently got a grant to run a research program on the safety of these little personal drones everybody's flying around, which came to the conclusion that, yes, drones can hurt you when they hit you on the head. And the recommendation of all this very expensive research is that you should not allow the heavy ones to fly directly over you. Like, we needed somebody to tell us this. It's almost like that common sense really has left our society. Like this story about how this nursing home was running a generator to keep all the machinery running. That's a good thing to do. But you put it outdoors and you run an extension cord. Or you have a proper exhaust tube to take the exhaust outside. Running it inside the building and then hoping that the carbon monoxide alarms were going to keep you safe. No, that wasn't going to work because as our caller pointed on out, very often those carbon monoxide alarms, they don't go off until you're already over lethal levels. People have got to stop relying on the government and the corporations to take care of you. You got to think for yourselves, people. We need to bring back common sense. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.